All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Rush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Rush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Rush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Our telephone number is 877-254-7524 because we do not have a regularly scheduled guest. I just thought we'd do open lines this morning and we'd talk about various and sundry things. I was looking in my Barton's quotations this morning and came across one by Cicero, who's really one of my favorite writers of ancient times. I think he was killed about 25 years before 25 years before Christ was born. But he was a Roman philosopher, very wise in many respects, although he was a disciple of Plato. And, of course, as you know, Plato was deeply involved in the mystery religions. I don't know whether Cicero was. I would like to think he wasn't. However, only we will never know the truth. But he certainly said many, many things that were very true. And one of them was a statement that unlimited finance is the sinew of war. Unlimited finance is the sinew of war. In other words, you can't be fighting wars all over the world unless you have unlimited finance. You have to finance them. And, of course, if you tax the people, why, they'll be upset. If we were having to pay for the Vietnam War, why, we would have gotten out of there long before we did. We wouldn't have fought almost a 10-year no-win war. It was an intentional no-win war. We didn't go to Vietnam to fight communism because we were financing communism all during that time, which is what, of course, Congressman Larry McDonald tried to bring out in his work and his speeches, and that's, I believe, why they brought down Korean Flight 007 and simply put all the people in that flight into prisons because, actually, when they found the plane, and they did find the plane, 007. It was intact, and there were no bodies on it. It was in about 60 feet of water, no luggage, no nothing at all. But they cannot let the American people understand that we financed the North Vietnamese all during that war by giving money to the Russians, who gave money and weapons to the North Vietnamese, who used those weapons to kill American boys, just exactly as we are giving money to Pakistan today, and Pakistan is financing the ISI, their military intelligence, that is funding both Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And you can go up on the Internet with your search engine, and you'll find probably a dozen articles, even in the New York Times, that admit this. But, of course, people can't connect the dots because nobody is connecting them for them. We are financing the best enemy money could buy, just as exactly as we installed the Ayatollahs there in Iran back in 1979 in preparation for the coming war. These are all planned out far ahead of time because there truly are supernatural forces working behind the scenes. There is a master plan, and that's with a capital P. And if you read the occult literature, they will tell you there is a plan. And the plan is to bring about a world government and a world religion to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God, prayer, the Bible, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. They had to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation because this is a conspiracy against God, or at least the God of the Bible. And there is another God, and that is Lucifer, who these people worship. Well, give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. But Cicero also said this: a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst us, within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in every hall in the government itself. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what's going on in America today. The enemy is not in Pakistan hiding in a cave. The enemy is not in Moscow or in Beijing. It's in New York City at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations and the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission, wherever that is. And these are subversive organizations, and nobody will say that, but they're dedicated to world government, to the establishment of this age-old dream of the ancient mystery religions of establishing a one-world government. And these people work with at the highest levels of our government. There are at least 11 to 12 members of the Trilateral Commission working in the Obama administration today. And they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they hate it. They believe in an all-powerful ruling elite, and they want a one-world government. And that is the basis of American foreign policy. Why do you think we have troops stationed in 135 nations throughout the world? Some people say 132, some people say 142. I'll take the middle road. Buchanan mentioned 140 one time, 142. Ron Paul talks about 132. Doesn't matter. Why would we have troop stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Who are we defending against? Why, we're not defending against anybody. All of the enemies we've created, it's all about world government and using of the power, the financial and military and concealed power of the United States to install rulers, governors, dictators throughout the world who go along with our concept of world government. Why do you think we installed Fidel Castro, a communist in Cuba, and have kept him in power all these years? And, oh, the CIA has tried to assassinate him and never could. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all certainly verbiage. It's to confuse you, to make you think that we've wanted to get rid of Fidel. He's been a very useful enemy. Why did we install him? The finest enemy money could buy. And if you don't believe, of course, that we've really kept him in power, get David Rockefeller's memoirs. And you'll find his daughters are good friends of Fidel. They'd go down there regularly to meet with their buddy Fidel Castro. Why would the daughters of the most wealthy man in the United States be such good friends with Fidel Castro? Because of this whole fight between communism and capitalism is as phony as a $3 bill. And if you really want to get something, we actually have, and we're offering the material that Larry McDonald put out, Congressman Larry McDonald, before he took the ill-fated flight back in the, I think, 1983, on Korean Flight 007. But he put out something, it was a booklet, it was simply a series of clippings, and they dealt with the fact that the United States was funding communism. Of course, we've been funding communism since its inception. Who is funding communist China today? Why, the World Bank, which is controlled by the United States, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the American corporations, Intel, Ford, General Motors, oh yes, they're all funding communist China. A lot of it with your tax money. We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was simply pointing out that these people are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 135 nations throughout the world. That's why we have over 720 military bases outside the United States. Why do we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the world put together? Well, we didn't until recently. China's now coming up, you know, because they're only investing about a quarter of the amount of money in their military we're investing in our military. But who are we defending against? Are we defending against the wicked communists who we financed since going back to 1918? And if you haven't read my little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, you need to get it. And we have the quotation there from Solzhenitsyn, from a talk he gave to the AFL-CIO many years ago, where he actually talked about how the United States had funded communism. People in Russia knew this. Of course, people here in America didn't know it. We're never supposed to understand. We've always created the best enemy money could buy. And that's exactly what we're doing today as far as who is funding the world terrorist movement. Why, your tax dollars are being funneled, of course, through the Pakistani ISI. And, of course, they also get subsidies from Saudi Arabia. It was, after all, it was 15 of the 19 hijackers who attacked the United States, or at least were told attacked the United States, came from Saudi Arabia. So why did we attack Afghanistan? And the Taliban offered to turn Osama bin Laden over to the United States if we'd simply show the evidence that he was involved in the September 11th attack. And we didn't have any evidence that he was involved in the attack other than what the media told you. And if you go to the FBI's web page for the 10 most wanted men, you'll see Saddam Hussein there, and pardon me, Osama bin Laden there, and they list the reasons that that he's wanted among the 10 most wanted, and it has nothing to do with 9/11. It has to do with bombing in Africa and other places, bombing of our embassies in Africa, but nothing to do with 9/11. And I'm told when people have contacted the FBI and asked, why didn't you list the 9/11 attack? On the reasons why you want Osama bin Laden, why he's one of the 10 most wanted men in the world, the FBI has said, because we don't have any evidence. And we have an article published in the Washington Times in early October 2001, quoting a high-ranking federal official. And you'll find this in my articles back at that time. You can get them on my webpage, get the exact reference, or we can even send you a copy of the article. But basically, what the article said was this high-ranking government official said, look, we're not going to try to get Osama bin Laden. If we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify this war with Afghanistan? If we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? Have you ever wondered why we've never captured Osama bin Laden? Well, initially, we didn't want to get him. They wouldn't allow the special forces to go in and get him. We have a book going into the background of what happened at that time. We used to offer it. I think it's probably out of print now. But it talked about the interviews with the special forces units that were in Afghanistan in November and December of 2001, and they wanted to go after Osama bin Laden, and they weren't allowed to. We sent in the Afghan warlords, most of them who were supportive of Osama bin Laden, to capture him. We let him get away. Why? Because we had to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, as the high-ranking government official said in the article in the Washington Times. If we captured Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? And here we are, certainly 9 years later, nine long, bloody years, and we're still fighting over there, and our boys are still being killed in Afghanistan in a war we have never tried to win. The only way you could go in would be just go in and totally crush everything. The last person who conquered Afghanistan was, well, Alexander the Great. He conquered it, and nobody has ever conquered it since that time. So understand that we're not really trying to fight the war. In fact, there's a fascinating article. It's the lead article, Newsweek, this week. It is written by Richard Haass, and it's on Afghanistan and why we can't win the war there. Now, you have to understand who Richard Haass is, H-A-A-S. Richard Haass is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is a member of the Trilateral Commission. He is one of the inner circle of this little 87 people who really run America. And in this article, basically he says that we can never win in Afghanistan. What we should do is give money to the warlords there so they could maintain law and order. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they had before we went in. And that's what we'll have when we go out. The warlords will rule Afghanistan. And he says, well, what we ought to do is pull out, and then any place that the Taliban start taking too much power, we'll just go in with our drones and our bombs and kill them. If we just go in with he doesn't say kill them. We're just going to use our bombers and our fighter planes and our drones. Well, what do you use those for? The purpose of those weapons is to kill people. And that's what we're going to do if the Taliban starts coming back. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, we created the Taliban. We offer an article published by the Washington Post many years ago talking about how the USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, put out $51 million for textbooks that would be used in the Afghan and Pakistani schools, pushing this radical form of Islam on the school children. This did not exist. There was no radical form of Islam, in Afghanistan and Pakistan prior to the point it was introduced by the CIA and MI6. We wanted to create an enemy, and we sure did. In fact, it's fascinating. If you have never heard those tapes we have called the New Order of the Barbarians, it's about a speech given in 1969 by Dr. Richard Day, who was formerly the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Richard Day certainly was privy to all the secrets of this little clique who run the world. And he talked about how we were going to be shifting our production over to Japan, and we were going to make inferior American cars so people would pretty soon get the idea you'd get a better car if it was made in Japan. These 1969, how they're going to pay fabulous sums of money to the athletes to dramatize athletics. So we would focus our attention on that and how they were going to get the abortion legalized. We could have sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex, and how we destroy the morality of our country, and how they would, of course, conceal the treatments for cancer because there were too many people in the world. But one of the things he talked about was Now, this is 1969, about how they were going to use terrorism, the threat of terrorism, to control the American people. They were planning back in 1969. And then 1996, Richard Haass, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, who is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, who is writing in a magazine controlled by the Graham family, which is also part of the Trilateral Commission complex. Catherine Graham, of course, was has always been part of the CFR Bilderberger Group, and now she's retired and her son's taken over. And he's on the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. And there's only 87 people there, but they're the ones who control Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, a bank, and Jamie Dimon of the J.P. Morgan Chase was a member of the Trilateral Commission until recently, and he may still be. I may have missed his name there on the membership list, but you can get it from the Trilateral Commission. You just email them, trilateral.org. There's their website. Their email's there. Just click on it, ask them for the membership list. They'll send it to you, and you can see what I'm saying is true. There's David Rockefeller with Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and the people who control the great corporations, and the guy who controls the Central Bank of Israel. The guy who controls the Central Bank of Israel is a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. That's what I said. This fellow controls the Central Bank of Canada. It's all this. Alan Greenspan was a member, as was Paul Volcker before him and Arthur Burns before him. It's all part of a little club, ladies and gentlemen. The elite who make mockery of you common people out there. Because as David Rockefeller said, some men are born to rule. But most men are born to be ruled. But Richard Haass, back in 1996, had written an article. It appeared in the Washington Post, where he basically talked about the coming threat of terrorism. Now, this is 1996. Remember, in 69, Richard Day was talking about the threat of terrorism and how they'd use it in 1996. We have the article that Richard Haass wrote for the Washington Post, where he talked about the coming terrorist threat and how he'd have these long lines at the airport and long lines to get into the federal building and how you're going to have to give up your freedom because of the threat of terrorism. Who was thinking about that in 1996? Why, the people who were financing the world terrorist movement were thinking about it. The people who actually put out the money for the school books that were indoctrinating the children of Afghanistan and Pakistan and the Muslim world in this radical form of Islam. And these students grew up, and they came to be known as the Taliban. That's the word for students. And then we set out to kill the very people who had indoctrinated in this radical form of Islam. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. But that article I was telling you about, written in the Washington Post has no record of it. The New American magazine referred to this at least on two occasions, this article by Richard Haass in 1996, on two occasions, and yet, of course, when we contacted them, they have no record of the article that they had quoted. Fortunately, my good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy was able to track it down. It was republished in a paper in Florida, and we have the article we were able to get off of Yahoo from an obscure newspaper. But they've simply deleted that. They put this article down the memory hole. They don't want people to know that Richard Haass was talking all about the coming terrorist threat in 1996, 5 years before the September 11th so-called attack on the Twin Towers. And something happened that day. Certainly, planes did hit the Twin Towers, but that's not what brought the buildings down, because they fell at the speed of gravity. And basically all the cement of the building was vaporized. How do you vaporize cement with a pancake collapse? You tell me that, ladies and gentlemen. How do you vaporize cement? Not only that, how do you vaporize human bodies? 1,100 bodies were vaporized and have never been found, not even a little fragment of bone of them. And they went through all the debris there very carefully, every bit of it, and they just simply vaporized all those human bodies. And the murderers are sitting at the highest levels of our government today, people who know what this is about, but they wouldn't dare come forward, even if their conscience hurt them. How long do you think they would last if they brought out the truth. What happened, for instance, to Laura Chavez, who I interviewed, who was a sergeant at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida, you know, on the day that of September 11th, and he, in that two-hour interview, we still have it, we offer it, and I think his Why Do the Buildings Come Down? I think he's in that. But anyway, he's in one of our four tape sets you can get from us, and he simply disappeared after he was on my program, never to be heard from again. What happened to Laura Chavez? Well, he would never answer my telephone calls after that interview. You can go up on the Internet today and look up Laura Chavez, L-A-U-R-O Chavez. On your search engine, you'll find articles up there saying why we've checked with CENTCOM headquarters. He wasn't there. Why these are fraud. Nothing he said is true. He said there was a stand-down order that morning from Dick Cheney. How he just didn't know that. He wasn't there. He's lying. How many of you out there in the audience think that you could call CENTCOM headquarters in Florida and find out if Sergeant Laura Chavez was stationed there on September 11th? How many of you honestly think that? Well, you can't do that sort of thing. Obviously, disinformation, government disinformation, they can't let the people know the truth because you aren't smart enough to understand there's a noble purpose behind this. We are going to bring about a one-world government. We're going to fulfill the age-old plan of the eighth mystery religion. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. This is what open lines are about. And you don't want to hear me just rambling on because I have nothing prepared. Give us a call.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, and back here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a comment, a question, anything you'd like to give us a call, because that's what Open Line's all about. We want you to participate, and it's 877-254-7524. Is there a master plan for what's going on today? Absolutely. I mean, you can read it. It is called, and please do not believe that I believe for 1 minute that there is a Jewish conspiracy, because there's not. There's a satanic conspiracy that involves people from every religion. However, there is a master plan. It is called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and it was written, I believe, by the Satanists to draw attention away from themselves and try to get us to believe that this is a Jewish conspiracy. I recently did an interview with a Dr. Henry Macau, who is Jewish himself, and he has written several books about the protocols and how, of course, he believes, of course, there is this Jewish group. Well, I'm sure there are lots of Jewish groups, but behind everything is a satanic conspiracy, and the protocols is not a Jewish plan. It is the satanic plan that they laid out. But basically, Dr. Macau put up on his website that I had a copy of the protocols that I got from Colonel House, which is entirely different than any translation available, in the world today. In other words, Colonel House had a different translation, probably very close to the original one, because Colonel House was deeply involved in the occult. He was a disciple of Nicholas Roark. He had supernatural, mystical powers, the ability to control the minds of men. And, of course, when you tap into this supernatural power, you can obtain it. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, do not do that, because it'll cost you your eternal soul. Well, we have somebody on the line here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Dr.
Who's calling in?
This is Janon in Texas.
Oh, hi, Janon. How are you?
I'm fine, and I hope you're fine, too. Good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back. I'll tell you, I miss doing the programs.
I wanted to comment on something you said earlier in this show. You said something about we weren't really trying to win the war in Vietnam, I think it was, you said.
Absolutely.
And that term, not really trying, is very important to me, because I worked for the state government for 25 years, and I noticed that there was many times where they went through the motions of trying to deal with a problem or an issue or settle something or get something straightened out, but they just went through the motions. They weren't really trying. And there's this kind of, that seems to be one of the major things that people don't understand, is that many times the federal government and our foreign policy and everything, they go through some sort of superficial thing, like they're really trying to do something. But there's this deliberate non-vigor about it, that they really are just not really trying. And it's easy to fool the people with that. You know, people think there has to be some proactive action before you can speak out against something. But this deliberate not really trying is something that needs to be spoken out against, too, and understood by people. That's all I have, Dr. Stan, and I'd kind of like to hear what you think about my ideas on that. And
I think you're absolutely right. You cannot tell the American people the truth. You have to, for instance, I was thinking of this just last night. Barack Obama keeps saying, we want to get people back working. We want to get people back working. We want jobs for the people. Well, here in California, in the Central Valley of California, there are 8 counties with over 20% unemployment. In the Central Valley, 1 in every 16 homes is in foreclosure because the people don't have jobs. They're losing their homes. Now, why do they have this tremendous level of unemployment in the Central Valley of California? Why, very, very simply, because, of course, the Obama administration has cut off the water supply to the farmers there, to the farms, and, of course, the farms aren't functioning. People don't have jobs. And so they say one thing, they do another. when, of course, the Obama administration took over control of the automotive industry, why immediately they ordered the shutting down of almost 3,000 dealerships across America. I think there were 2,004 dealerships for General Motors and about 787 for the Chrysler. They took control and they ordered those dealerships shut down. Now, every one of those dealerships probably had maybe up to 100 people working in them. That's 300,000, 287,000 people. Or maybe it was only 50 people working for every dealership. So that would be 150,000 people. Barack Obama said, we're going to give this money to Chrysler, and we're going to give this money to General Motors. It was about $68 billion of the TARP funds. We're going to give it to them because we want to create jobs. Well, of course, what they did was lay off between 150,000 and maybe 287,000 people here in the United States. They knew that would happen when they ordered the closure of the dealerships, and the dealers weren't making any money. They would go bankrupt. This wasn't costing the automotive countries money to actually, to keep those open. But they couldn't tell the American people. They were trying to throw people out of work. So you say one thing, you do the other, and the average American cannot believe that the President of the United States would simply lie to the people as he was trying to destroy our economy. But remember that Barack Obama is simply the front for the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness, that controls him. He does what he's told to do. He was picked a long time ago for what he's doing, and behind him are powerful, not only financial and corporate interests, but spiritual forces which are energizing him. And until the American people understand, he says one thing, he does another. And, of course, Ronald Reagan did the same thing. He talked about cutting taxes. He gave us the biggest tax increase in the history of this country in 1986, where he doubled the taxes, Social Security and Medicare taxes, and nobody remembers that. He talked against, large federal budgets. But he gave us the largest federal budgets and the largest federal deficits we had ever had. Jimmy Carter was a piker compared with Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter, who we think of as totally inept, ran up a federal budget deficit of $200 billion in 4 years. Ronald Reagan ran up a budget deficit of $200 billion every year he was in the presidency. But the Americans don't remember that. He said one thing, he said what we believed, and then did just the opposite, and, of course, terribly undermined our country. Janani is still there. I guess we lost Janan, so give us a call. Remember, things are never what they appear to be, and most of what you think is true simply is not. Start thinking, challenge anything I say. The man that I document what I do say, and we'll try to do the best we can. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And of course, as you heard me say before, Barack Obama seized the automotive industry to create new jobs and to open new factories, and he did. But they were in China. But that's what it's all about. We're transferring America's wealth overseas as we move towards the New World Order and New World Religion. Give us a call.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Here, and we do have a caller. So who's called again? Who's our caller?
Hello?
Is our caller there?
Yes. My name is Brad Lee. Let me turn on my radio.
Fine. What can we do for you? Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment, okay. I know you're going to find this very, very, very strange and maybe just flat out impossible to believe, but I can tell you, and I'm not lying, that the faith that my father has given me through many, 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 many spiritual battles that I never even realized was going to happen has restrained the one world government from coming to total power for the last 18 years. And God has confirmed that to me. And not only that, I already know who the Antichrist is, and I have many, many things bound in faith against him that's not allowing him to come to power. Now you may think, oh, this guy's really full of it. But I can tell you, sir, as a truck driver, I've had people pull up alongside of me, take out 44 magnums, boom, shoot at me, shoot at my truck, shoot at me when I get out of the thing. People put knives up to my throat. I step up to them, here, I'm here for the delivery, pull out a knife and put it up to my throat. Three separate times that's happened already. And every time God's angels have come to the help, my aid, or else I would have been dead. What do you think about that?
Well, I just don't know what to think about it. I can only say that you may be true, or you may be telling us the truth, you may be not, but I believe that there's a supernatural battle going on. I do not believe any one person is holding back this thing, and I think it's going to come to pass sooner or later, because, of course, it's prophesied in the scriptures. But I appreciate your comments.
Thank you, sir, but I can say this. It's not me. It's God who's holding it back, not me.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It is God who's holding it back, but I really feel that one day he's going to bring his judgment on this country because we have repudiated him. We've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, and certainly any mention of the important things out of our schools as part of an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and the church has refused to talk about it, and her major ministries, most of them would never invite me to come to speak because I talk about the spiritual battle, and of course, for one reason or another, they don't want to talk about it. But thank you so much for calling.
One more thing, sir. I just spent 60 days in the Salvation Army, okay? The church that we're talking about is the false Antichrist church, and they're sitting by just biding their time, waiting for their time to come to power. But I assure you, the abomination of the filthy dead works of the flesh is so infuriating when you see it through God's Holy Spirit. I mean, my God, you want to reach out and just grab these people, but they look at you, and it's almost like they're saying to you, just a little bit longer than I can show you just how much I love Jesus and what I would really love to do to him.
Well, thank you so very much for calling. God bless. Bye-bye. And, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is all really a spiritual battle. And, of course, what really energizes the people in the Trilateral Commission is this spiritual battle. Go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and look at their logo. It's a circle made up of three arrows. They're curved. And if you look carefully, you could almost imagine The inner side of it is a six, but of course you have to use your imagination a little bit, but there's no question at all that the three arrows are joined together by an upside-down broken cross. One, of course, the emblems of the Luciferian religion. And when you have to understand that there, it is all based upon Gnosticism. And, of course, we've talked about this before, but you need to go to your Internet and look up the Gnostic religion, or go to the encyclopedias. If you can find one in your library, the Encyclopedia Americana is what we have, and they have an excellent section on the Gnostic beliefs. That is the basis of what the Kabbalah was about. That is the basis of what the ancient mystery religions and the secret societies taught. And, of course, it was codified by the Gnostics. It is alluded to by Plato, who is involved in this, as was Aristotle and Socrates and the Pythagoreans before that. Of course, that was about 550 B.C. And then, of course, Aristotle was a student. Alexander the Great was a student of Aristotle. And in the book by Plutarch, The Age of Alexander, why, of course, Alexander talks about the mystery or writes about the mystery religions and how he's been taught this by Aristotle. And that is how Alexander, with a small band of Macedonians, 35,000 Macedonians, could take on all the greatest armies in the world and defeat them, because they had supernatural power, the same sort of power that Colonel House had, where he was able to go into a room and talk to people and gain control of their minds. That is how he was able to control the minds of two American presidents. He ran the Wilson administration. He wasn't elected by anybody. Nobody could figure out how this little guy, very unassuming man, was able to control Woodrow Wilson's administration and manipulate us into World War I, because he was part of this world mystical movement. We live in two worlds, one a material world, the other mystical. One a subjective world, the other spiritual. One a tangible world, the other intangible. And there really is an intangible world out there, and there is a spiritual battle being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing the battle, because nobody will tell you what's really going on today. And this is why we do what we do 5 hours a day, and hopefully that more and more people are listening and learning about what's going on. And there truly are mystical powers out there. I know I've certainly been able to survive in this for 48 years. I know a lot of my friends have died under mysterious circumstances, and maybe some of them were natural deaths and some of them were not. We'll never know. But we do know that God does rule in the affairs of men. And, of course, until you understand that there is a supernatural element, and you're going to have to be in touch with the God of this universe, the God who created heaven and earth, because we're moving into very, very difficult times. It's only a matter of time before we are at war with Iran. No question at all. We're going to war. Richard Haass, in this article I mentioned in Newsweek, even sort of alludes to the fact that we may very well be at war with Iran. Of course, he knows what's going on. He's part of this little element. You need to have the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available through Radio Liberty, or you can compile it yourself. But you can't tell the actors without a program. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Wrap up this morning's program.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, weigh in on the global economic crisis.
We're in the midst of the greatest crisis this nation has ever seen.
The signs are all around us. The greatest nation on earth. The USA is in rapid decline. Rarely do presidential candidates come to Colorado to weigh in on such issues. Go to faithandlibertyconference.com. To get your tickets while they last. Faith and Liberty Conference also features shocking presentations from banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. Prepare to have your worldview shaken as these speakers articulate the real issues facing our nation and the church today. Log on to faithandlibertyconference.com to get your tickets while they're available. That's faithandlibertyconference.com. faithandlibertyconference.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Film Network, and it's good to be back after being gone for a few days. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'd also like to remind you of the support of the American Freedom Network here in Johnstown, Colorado, because they're doing a great job, and they need your help as well to keep these programs going out. And, of course, we have a great listening audience in Colorado, and more people there are becoming aware of the things that are going on of ICLEI and, of course, the Sustainable Development Program and the Population Control Agenda. People there really do, at least who listen to this program regularly, are aware of the fact that there really are forces behind the scenes. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I would write it differently if I were to write it today, but there's a lot more information, but the information there is all valid. There's just become so increasingly obvious how these people working at the center of our government today are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. And they're going to collapse our economy. They're going to do it intentionally and impoverish our people. They're going to plunge us into a terrible war with Sydney, with Iran. And of course, if you read Fidel Castro's recent interview, he's a wicked and evil man, but he's privy to what's going on. He's a good personal friend of David Rockefeller's daughter, so he knows what's going on. And he's talking about a nuclear war in the Middle East that is going to expand. Read what Fidel Castro said here, I think, on the 10th of July. And basically, he's laying it all out. We're going into a nuclear war. And David Rockefeller knows. After all, he's a good friend of the boss, the guy who's manipulating this whole thing, David Rockefeller. So when you understand that, why, of course, you'll be prepared, at least psychologically. Most people here will begin to fall apart when these things happen. You need to get the 2-3 DVD set, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. You can get one or all three of them together. The DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. If you watch it, you will never look at the world with the same eyes again. And then you need my most recent talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America, how they're destroying the lives of our children, how they're creating an epidemic of autoimmune disease, how they're promoting the senility and dementia and Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease in our population. They know exactly what they're doing. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to poison the populace? And it's also great for population control. And why do you think they've created this doomsday seed bank up above the Arctic Circle? Why do they want those seeds for when they start all over again? If you haven't read the book, Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith, we think it's excellent. That's Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. We'd love to I'd love to get you a copy of that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the DVD by Constance Cumby, The Emergence, and, of course, the 4-CD or 4-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, my interviews with Constance, who certainly understands the world Luciferian movement. Because there is a Luciferian movement, there are people who worship Lucifer, and he's given them great wealth and power. So until tomorrow at the same time, Arthur Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember, a senior today.